I think the fundamental flaw of the charismatic movement is their depreciation of the Word of God itself, the written Word of God. They do this, first of all, by adding other revelation to the written Word of God. And for every supposed dream and vision that they add to their message, they are watering down their exclusive devotion to the written Word of God. That's at the heart of this issue. But I think with many of these, they therefore also are not students of the Word of God, and they are not careful theologians of the Word of God. I know that's a very gross generalization, and there can be some exceptions, but by and large, those who are leaders in this movement, they are not known as being biblical expositors, and they are not known as those who seek to rightly divide the Word of truth. They are not known as students of the Word of God. And you can just see by even the works that they produce, you listen to their tapes, you read their books, and it's not the same precision with the Scripture that you see in this movement. They're playing fast and loose and with Scripture and taking so many verses out of context. And so that's why with Strange Fire, we are so devoted to want to speak to this issue, to bring us back to the Word of God. And I will say this, every great movement in church history has always been predicated by coming back to the standard of Scripture, the standard of Scripture. And that is what we desire to see take place in this hour, and that is why we must speak at this point.